this, particularly from the industry. You know, Marcus Smith's gonna talk to y'all and applaud his leadership, but I'm up here talking about the race, but I think there's some folks that I think most people know at the R&D Center, but Gene Stefanishin, John Probst, Chris Papilia, Scott Miller, and I think the guy who put the most work into this is Eric Jacuzzi. And he's a young guy who's got a lot of talent and took a lot of risks for us and put a lot into this. So proud of what Eric did and really leading the industry to get to where we are tonight. And also would say very appreciative of the entire industry for at least having us try this for a race. So from an eye test, we were certainly pleased with what we saw. I think you'll hear drivers say, you know, directionally there's some things we can look at. We agree. But would certainly say we've got to take time to digest what we saw, look at a lot of the facts, and see where we go from here.
Great. So we'll open it right up for questions. Please raise your hand, state your name and affiliation. We'll start with Caleb, and then we'll go to Bob and Dustin. Caleb's in the middle. In the middle, Richard.
Caleb Whistler, KickingTheTires.net. You obviously said that there's some tinkering that needs to be done with this package. What kind of things are you guys looking at?
I think it's really premature. I mean, we just got off the racetrack. I mean, but if you look at, it's even going through the stats. You know, we haven't had a chance to look through a lot, but you know, you can throw one out that we had zero lead changes at the loops last year. I think we had 38. So over the last 4 years, that's more than the last 4 years. Pretty good data when you look at that. And then you also look at some of the being able to approach the leader. What are some of those challenges we may want to look at? But certainly from first to 10th throughout the night, much closer. But at the end of the day, the best teams and the best drivers are going to go out there and win. And we also saw that tonight.
Okay, we'll continue with Bob.
Bob Pockrass, ESPN. Steve, where do you go from here, and like, what would be the timeline if you wanted to integrate any of these concepts into the 2019 package?
Good question. I think one of the things in getting to tonight and talking to the industry was we knew going in that we had a lot of data through what Eric did and a lot of CFD data, but with particularly with the OEMs, a lot of things still to work on, depending on what you saw on the track. Didn't want to push too much on what we do because we didn't know what we would see on track. So I would say now, you know, directionally, you do like some of the things you see, and now you've got to get together with the industry, debrief like we always do with the race teams, the drivers, certainly listen to the tracks and the fans, and then the OEMs, and talk about how do we continue to look at this and look at it in a smart way, look at it in an efficient way. So can't really put a timetable on it, Bob, other than we know that we've got some meetings set up that were contingent upon what we saw tonight. Those will take place, and then we'll try to put a timeline together to look towards 2019.
Over to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Steve, for fans who watched tonight's race and liked it maybe better than what maybe, I guess, a normal mile and a half, would want to know why this can't be implemented sooner, or I guess what would you tell them who of these people who saw tonight and said, we want more of this and we want more of this now?
Well, I'd probably wait to see that, first of all. Again, we just got done with the race, but I think I answered that with Bob, that we've got a process in place and talked to the industry about what we wanted to do to see if even directionally this was right. So you don't want to assume that what you put on track is going to be a home run. We certainly hoped it would be, but there's certainly some things that you look at that you could tweak if you went this route. So for us, you know, we've got to take the time, be smart about this, really look at it, and see where we can go from here. But I think, Dustin, I think it's fair to say that this is something we absolutely want to look at.
We'll go to Jerry and then over to the left.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTires.net and PRN. Talked to Martin Truex Jr. He said it was very racy, and he liked it. He had some ideas, obviously. But for you guys up in the box, where you could see it just like the rest of the fans and the drivers in the field, were y'all high-fiving? Were y'all thinking, hey, this is we are moving in the right direction here?
It's a good question. I think, no, we're not high-fiving because, you know, we got to control ourselves up in the booth. But I think you judge it by the fans, and I think you look down the last 10 laps and everybody's standing up. Marcus has a suite next to us. I can say that last year's All-Star race was fairly silent. Don't know if everybody stood or everybody was even still there. It was packed. We heard screaming in the suite next to us. So people were enthused, and I think the one thing is, you know, you saw Kevin Harvick go out there and win, and he certainly dominated this year. but you didn't know who was going to win that race in turn three. And you saw drivers out there competing. You saw three lead changes in one lap at the end of the third stage. So, you know, a lot of drama built in. And for us in race control, I think you look at it, Jerry, and you certainly saw things every lap that you wanted to watch a number of spots on the racetrack.
Over to the left, and then over to Nate.
Henry Hutton, Independent Tribune. You kind of mentioned, Joey actually mentioned up here earlier that, you know, that this is naturally a more exciting race with everything that's on the line and no points. How do you kind of adjust how you view the excitement in this race compared to what you would see if you incorporated this package in an actual points race?
I think if you ask Joey Sunday night at the Coke 600 if he's going to race just as hard he is, I think each and every race we've got the best race drivers in the world who are going to go out there and go after it each and every lap. So this race package, I think it's important for people to note. We saw a lot of things even coming into this about this being a super speedway package. That's not the intent. The intent for us was really to look at taking the best of our short tracks, taking the best of the super speedways, and trying to find that balance where you could bring the cars closer together. You were not going to see, we didn't expect to see pack racing. We expected the best cars would still win. But we thought they'd be running closer together, and we saw that tonight. And so that was the goal of this, and the goal will be to continue to look at how we can continue to dial that in.
Nate, then Jacob.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Two for you, Steve. One, I understand what you're saying about lead changes at the loops, but I think the Harvick led the final 10, and it seemed like once the leader got up front by a few tenths of a second, the leader was harder to catch. Would that be something you guys are looking to address maybe?
Yeah, no, we'd absolutely look to address that. You always want to see that. But I think Kyle Busch won the All-Star race last year by 1.1, 1.2 seconds. 10th place was 1.5. So there's a big difference there. And I think you knew on lap 7 that Kyle Busch had won the All-Star race. I think we all knew that last year. That was different this year, but still certainly, Nate, something that when you look at this package, very similar to Indy last year, when you looked at the ability for someone to get up to the leader and then that stall, that is something we want to look at. And I'd go back also to looking at our guys with Eric and the crew. You know, this was a package really meant for the Indianapolises of the world and Michigans, and we wanted to try this at Charlotte to see what we could learn, and I think that's part of what we would look at for sure.
And then just real quick, is it fair to say this package could be used again this season? Is that in play?
I would never say never, but our intent, as we've talked coming into this, was to try this here and then really take a deep dive into how do we make this the best package possible for 2019 if we liked what we saw. And again, it's still very early for us. You know, you all watched a race. We just watched a race as well, so we've got to digest a lot of information and see where we go from there.
Go Jacob, Don, and then up to the press box.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. I think it's fair to say that bringing this to a mile-and-a-half track compared to Indianapolis being so flat, that this package would behave differently. Did it behave how you guys anticipated it coming in here, or were there some things that you guys may have been surprised by tonight?
Again, still fairly early, but I'd ask Eric, I think in our really quick, you know, five-minute debrief, I think you'd say yes. One of the things that we looked at even prior to coming here was the wheel force data from the car, and you know, Eric went out and looked at that, and it was almost an exact match for us coming in, so we felt like we were on the right track. We felt like we'd see what we saw tonight, and I think the question mark was, can you potentially draft if you got behind the leader? You know, what would happen? Could somebody really get away? And we saw a mix of that tonight. Right? I think it was stage two maybe, or even in the open where a bunch of cars got loose but were able to get back up and close to the front. So a lot of things to look at throughout the field. Could you move from back to front? What could you do when you're out front? And so we'll look at all those, and each track has different characteristics for sure. But, you know, I'd applaud the team for getting us here and really seeing, I think, the results that we hoped we would see on track.
Keep rolling with Don, and then we'll go up to a question in the press box.
All right, Don Jeffries from CSPN Media. Mr. O'Donnell, I saw the truck race earlier this year in Vegas. Did that kind of spark some ideas about bringing that pack or closer racing to this track for the All-Star race? I know the package is from the Xfinity Series, but that race was very exciting, one of the best truck races or best NASCAR races of the year. So did that kind of maybe spark a idea in somebody's head that, like, hey, maybe we could bring this to make Charlotte a better race this year?
That's a great question. I think if you look back to where we were 2013, 2014, we were more of a high downforce package. I had a lot of discussions in the garage area about the racing, what we could do. We chose to go all really low downforce at that point. And that, you know, mixture produced some good racing, but some challenges as well. And when we looked at that, one of the things was the speeds of which the cars were going. If you looked at Charlotte, Atlanta, usually higher speeds make it tougher to pass. There's usually one groove. And so I think the angle that we all looked at, certainly at least what I hear from our fan base, is I love the trucks. Trucks are great. I don't really hear anybody talk about the speeds of the trucks. They say it's great racing. So that was the goal tonight, too, is to put on a great race, but also be able to showcase the best drivers. And I think it did accomplish that still early. But Kevin Harvick winning for us is by no means a negative. It's the best team right now, and he went out there and proved it.
Okay, we'll go up to the press box.
He's staring at me right now down here, Jim. So far, just a couple thumbs up. But I did like you. I think you sent a tweet with him dancing around. So that was good. Well, I think, Jim, it's a fair question, but I'd also say that we're proud of the race product that we have on track each and every week, and we always look to improve it. And one of the ways that you improve it and you do it in a smart way is to work collectively with the industry to make sure that you have all your bases covered. And the last thing for us to do would be to roll something out with a number of unanswered questions, and that would be the case if we did that. So we've got a lot of work to do. We've got a lot of work to do in the garage area to make sure we're on the right track. We feel we are. Want to make sure the OEMs are comfortable with where we're going in the direction so that we continue to have that fair playing field across the board. But I would say certainly the direction that we saw tonight is one we would like to pursue, but need to have continuing conversations. And again, go back and really analyze everything that we saw. It's a 1 hour eye test for us. You know, we haven't gotten into all the data as of yet.
Any more in the press box? All right, we'll go to Daniel.
Daniel McFadden with NBC Sports. So when you woke up this morning, what was your mixture of excitement and nervous for today, especially given practice getting rained out and all that, and the significance of what you're trying to do today?
A lot of prayers this morning, probably. A lot of anticipation for the race because I knew how much work went into it, especially from our team. So was certainly cautiously optimistic, but you never know. We had weather, we had all kinds of things to look at. Really just wanted to see it play out and knew that either way we would have a direction from this. We would know that this is something we want to continue to pursue, or we would also know that we collectively tried something and it's not a direction we want to go. So I think all in all, was excited being in the race and honestly was excited throughout the race. I thought every lap had something to watch out there on the track.
Great. We'll go to Bob and then we'll wrap up with Kenny.
Hypocrisy ESPN, how many packages do you feel like you can have in the sense of, you know, if you want to go this route, how many races would you want to use it? Or are you looking for something that you feel like you can use on short tracks and intermediate tracks and everything but Daytona and Talladega?
It's a great question, Bob, and I think that's one of the things when we analyze this. We did a lot of work over the off-season, Bill Erskine, Gene, and crew with the engine builders to look at how can we be more efficient with the engines, and this was not part of that. And so when you look at this race, one of the challenges was, are we going to create an entirely new engine package? And that is not the intent at all. So if we were to pursue this route, that's one of the things we'd want to look at is how do you keep you know, potentially a restricted engine package, and then, you know, just one other, and not go to three different engine packages. Very similar to the rules that the race car is what they look like. You want to be as efficient as you can, but also put on the best racing possible. So that's something we've got to look at and make sure that we can limit the number of packages, Bob, but certainly make it so that it's the best racing possible for the race fans.
Akeem Balaam, Concord Tribune. And my question is similar to the one that Bob kind of just asked, in terms of, you know, when you have these conversations in the future about, you know, about this race package, what's going to be the, you know, what's going to be in terms of the, how should I put it, the conversation that will be had in terms of looking at what could probably work for a Charlotte or a Michigan, and then possibly thinking, oh, wow, you know, what could be something similar that may work for a track like a Richmond or a Bristol or a Martinsville, or even, you know, or even one of the road courses?
I would say it's fairly simple when you think about all that, and I think the team owners, the tracks, and everyone would say the same thing. If Marcus Smith's phone's ringing that I want to get to that race, I haven't been in a while, that's a good sign. If NBC and Fox are calling saying business is good, ratings are good, that's a good sign. And if you're seeing more sponsorship inquiries to the race teams, that's a good sign. And that all comes from race fans speaking up. So if this is something the fans liked, you know, hopefully we'll hear that and we'd continue in that direction. But that's ultimately how you dial in, if it's 36 different packages or if it's three. You want to end up on the right one. We believe that we can keep it simple with the number of race packages that we put together. We want to be as efficient as possible, but ultimately it's about the fans and putting on the best race we can.
Great, Steve. Thank you for your time. Have a good night.
Thanks, everybody.